Today's shir is Masechta Zvach and Daf Chav Beis. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Chav Aleph Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. Kufa, Amar Reb Yossi Reb Chanina, Kol Kiyor She'en Boi Kedai L'Kaddish Arba Kahanim Menu. Any Kiyor that does not have enough room to four Kahanim do Kiddush Yudayim Reglayim at the same time, Em Kachin Boi should not be used. Shenama Rachzor Menu Moshe Aaron Rebonov. Moshe Rabbeinu was considered a Kohen during the Shivas Yimei Hamluim, even though Moshe Rabbeinu and the other Kohanim were not Kohanim at the same time. When Moshe Rabbeinu was still doing the Avodah, the Aaron and his children were not yet doing the Avodah. And then once Aaron and his children were doing the Avodah, Moshe Rabbeinu was not doing the Avodah. However, since all of them, says Rashi, are mentioned in the same Pasuk, that's why we learned this halacha from that Pasuk about the four Kohanim. Even though Aaron HaKohen actually had four children, and this parasha, this Pasuk was said before Nadav and Avihu were nifter. So there actually, if we follow that approach, it should really require six Kohanim for Kiddush Yudayim Reglayim. So says the Shita, since the Pasuk does not say Kol Banav, all of Aaron's children, the assumption is that it's only two of the four. It says Banav, which is Lashon Rabbim, so it means two of the four. It doesn't mean one, because then it would have said Lashon Rabbin. There's two very big machloikas in how to learn this Gemara. Rashi learns that when we speak about the kiyor being large enough, it means that there has to be enough room to have water that four kahanim could do kiddush yudayim reglayim at the same time. But according to Rashi's interpretation, it doesn't have to have actually that amount of water. Tosfos, the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says that the halacha we're learning here is halacha regarding the amount of water that there has to be. The Rambam holds that you have to have enough water in the kiyor to be able to do. You have to have enough water in the kiyor to do kiddush yudayim reglayim for four people. Furthermore, that's machlokes rishayim. There's also machlokes achrayim. If this halacha about the size of the kiddush yudayim reglayim is ma'akiv, is it absolutely essential or not? The Miches Chinuch opinion is that this is a ma'akiv. That if the kiyor is not going to be of this side, the halacha is that it's, and somebody did kiddush yudayim reglayim, it's as if he didn't do kiddush yudayim reglayim. The Nesiva says it's only b'diavad, it's only l'chatchila, but it's not something that if you did the avoda from a kiyor that didn't have, kiyor in Kana that didn't have the size, that the avoda would be possible. Meisvei asked the Gemara, we learned in the Braisa, kol kelim kachim, all kelim could use the kiddush yudayim reglayim, ben sheyesh ben revias, ben sheyem ben revias, as long as they held a revias log mayim, that loch is that it can be used for kiddush yudayim reglayim, uvache klisharis. The only requirement is that it has to be a klisharis to do the kiddush yudayim reglayim. Even though the Rashi points out that the loch is for the tilis yudayim, you have to have a keli that holds a revias. For kiddush yudayim reglayim, Rashi says you don't have to have that shear. Tosfos disagrees, and Tosfos says we can't differentiate between the Tilis Yudayim and Kiddush Yudayim Reglayim, and he says if it doesn't hold a revias, it cannot be used neither from the Tilis Yudayim or Kiddush Yudayim Reglayim. What the Braisa means says that when we speak about the Tilis Yudayim, even though, as we just said, the Keli of the Tilis Yudayim has to be able to hold the revias, two people could do the Tilis Yudayim for one revias. Then the same halacha will be that by kiddush yudayim Verglayim, that like if the Keli has a Revius, then you could have to do Kiddush Yadayim Verglayim, even though at the point when the second coin is going to be do Kiddush Yadayim Verglayim, there won't be a Revius left in this Keli. But the Chavetz Chaim in the Sefer Hilkutei Halacha says that even though we're learning that the Keli for Kiddush Yadayim Verglayim could have such a small amount of water, that doesn't change the Halacha that you have to, the Kohen has to wash his hands and his feet. The point of the Gemara is, you could do Kiddush Yadayim Verglayim from such small kalim and keep on doing it over and over until you'll have the hands and the feet of the Kohen covered. Amar of Adabra Hava, so we have a question. We began the shiur that you have to have in the kiyur enough water for four kahanim. And here we're saying that a revius is enough. Answers the Gemara, Amar of Adbar Hava, Bekedeich B'toichai. What we're speaking about here is that there was a hole drilled in the kiyur, and there was a small keli put into that hole, and it's partially in the kiyur and partially outside the kiyur. And the water goes out through that hole with that keli. So even though that small keli doesn't have the shear of revius, since the water is emanating from the kiyur, and the kiyur has the proper shear, that's why it's considered a proper Kiddush Yadayim Verglayim. So Rashi is learning that you made a hole in the kiyur. Tosfos has a different pshat. Tosfos says that you have a small keli attached to the big keli, and the water travels from the big keli into the small keli, and that's what the Gemara is teaching us is going to be a satisfactory Kiddush Yadayim Verglayim. But ask the Gemara, V'amemenu Amrachmana, doesn't the Torah say that the Kiddush Yadayim Verglayim has to be from the kiyur itself? And how can we learn that any Kli Sharis is capable to do Kiddush Yadayim Verglayim? Says the Gemara, the Pasuk also uses the word Yirchatsu to teach us the Rabbis Kli Sharis, that even if we didn't do Kiddush Yadayim Verglayim for the kiyur, as long as it was done from a Kli Sharis, it's acceptable. Ask the Gemara if the word Yirchatsu is coming to include other situation, says the Gemara, ask the Gemara Yochi Kli Chol Nami, so that we shouldn't have to be a Kli Sharis for Kiddush Yadayim Verglayim. Answers the Gemara, Om Rabbi Kli Chol Matzat Amrit. That's not an option, because we can learn a Kavachomer Mi Kavachomer Mekanoi. The Kiyor had a Kanoi. There are different explanations how the Kanoi looked. The simple pshat always is that it was like a bowl in which the Kiyor stood in. Others say that it was upside down, and the Kiyor stood, you had like an upside down bowl, and the Kiyor stood on top of, the Kiyor stood on top of that. So if the Kanoi, Kishanimshach Imai, Uma Kanoi, says the Gemara, Shanimshach Imai, that was designated together with the Kiyor, the Alochi is, that it's not, can't be used. So klichol she'enem shechemai, a regular klichol that doesn't have any kedusha, and it didn't she'enem kaddish, certainly cannot be used for kiddush yadayim verglayim. Ask the Gemara of a kanim nolan, and from where do we actually know this halacha that you can't use the kanoi to do kiddush yadayim verglayim? The tanya of yudayim yochli yekana bekaddish kederek shekim kaddish. We would actually think that you could use it. Says the Gemara Tamalaymer Vasisakin the Kashis Bakana Nakhoshis. And the question is, if they were both made out of Nakhoshis, what does the Torah have to say Nakhoshis twice? To teach us the Nakhoshis Akash of Lodavakar. It's only the only similarity it has with the Kiyor is that they're both made out of copper. But that's the extension. But not that it could be used for Kiddush Yadayim Verglayim. Because as the Sfasemis explains, if really what the Torah should have said is Kiyor of Ekanah in the Choshes, the fact that the Torah says ki in the choshes and kan in the choshes is an indication that that's the only similarity it had. Why are you saying, based on this kavachomer, that if you can't use the kanoi for kiddush daim reglayim, that's a proof that you certainly can't use klichol for kiddush daim mal kanish ein osu latoichay. The kanoi is not meant to use as a basin for water. Particularly, we followed the pshat that we said a moment ago that it was upside down, so it was never really even had something that had a receptacle. Whereas a regular receptacle, which is meant to hold water, maybe would be kosher to use for kiddush daim reglayim. Ella says the Gemara that Ella mimenu. Says the Gemara, the Pasuk says regarding the Kiyam Mimenu, and from that we learn Mimenu Ulamuti Klichol, that we could only use the Kiyam for Kiddush Adayim Reglayim, nothing else. Says the Gemara, if that's the way we're learning from the word Mimenu, Yachi Kli Sharis Nami, then the halacha ought to be that we should not be allowed to use any Kli Sharis. We should only be allowed to use the Kiyam exclusively. And it says Gemara, Harab Rachmana Yirchatzu. As we said earlier, the word Yirchatzu comes to teach us that it doesn't have to be specifically the Kiya, it could be any Klisharis. Says the Gemara Mari Isa, why are we saying Klisharis is good and a Klichol is not good? Answers the Gemara, Zeh Tom Mashiach Kamayu, the Klisharis had Mashiach just like the Kiya had Mashiach, and therefore, as the Gemara Masech the Shavuos teaches us, kol haklelim shenasa Moshe, or kelim that were manufactured by Moshe Rabbeinu, mishichas mikadashtam, when the mishich was done to them, they became kaddish, mikav ve'elach avidasam mechanchasan, and therefore, the Nesivus HaKadosh says, that when the Gemara says mishich mikadashtam, doesn't mean specifically mishicha, because in future generations, that they didn't have mishicha, but they had something that was mekadosh them. V'zeh, whereas when we think about the klichol, ain't mashicha kamo, and just a regular keli. And since it's just a regular keli, it doesn't have any similarity with the kiyor, and therefore it cannot be used. Says the Gemara, Amrei Shlokish, kol ha-mashon l'mei mikvah. The Mishnah Masechta Mikvos, Peruk Zayin, Mishnah Aleph teaches us, yesh malan as a mikvah, that there are things that can be used, that we know that the minimum amount that a mikveh has to have to be a kosher mikveh is 40 sop. And let's say the mikveh doesn't contain 40 sop. The halacha is that there's some liquids that could make it be considered like it has 40 sop of water that's kosher for mikveh. And the Mishnah identifies there what type of liquids can be used to make it 40 saw, hasheleg, snow, habolet is hail, hakfar, it's rain that comes down frozen. Others say that it's tau, Tferes Yisrael says, comes down frozen. Glid is water that became ice. Melech is salt. Tit hanorik is liquidy cement. It's so liquidy, Rashi says, that it could be easily poured. Another say it has to be like, other Mepharshim say it has to be like saliva. And all of the reason why all these liquids can be used to make a mikvah, because they're all considered toldos hamayim. And since they're all considered toldos hamayim, they are considered like mayim that is kosher to make a mikvah. Because as we know, when the Torah speaks about a mikvah, it compares it to a mayon. As the Pasuk says, amayon, achmayon, obar mikveh mayim yatar. So amayon, a spring, is made out of water. All these things are considered water, and that's why call that all these liquids could be considered kosher for a mikveh, and teaches us Reish Lakish, that Amar Reish Lakish, kol amashlo may mikveh, any liquid that could make be considered like you have 40 saw of a kosher mikveh, mashlam lakir. That also, as we started the shiur, you have a minimum amount, how much water you have to have in the kir. And we're learning that all of these liquids could be used to achieve that amount. Lervius, but when we need a lervius, as we said earlier, for example, for Netilas Yadayim to eat, There, Eina Mashlam, the halacha is that we don't have to have, they can't be added. And the way most Mefarshim explain the Gemara, what's the difference? The difference is that when you have 40 saw, so since you have 40 saw, even if you're going to have a small amount of water, which is not real water, it's not, it's going to be bottled in the rest of the water, and that's why it doesn't, it's not an issue. Whereas when we have only a revius, which is not a significant amount of water, and now we're going to not even have a full revius of pure water, you have these other types of liquid, Eina Mashlam. Says the Gemara, Mutimai. So now we mentioned a number of types of liquids, and the Gemara wants to know exactly which liquid cannot be used to achieve a revius. Ilema, Lemuta Titanoric. If you're going to say we're talking about this cement that could be poured, that could be used for a mikveh, not for a vias. Hey, Chedomi, ask the Gemara, what type of a situation, how much are we talking about? Hey, Chedomi, e the parashach of a shosu menu, if it's so liquidy that the cow could bow down and drink from it, a filer of Vietnami, that should be considered full-fledged water. And if it's not enough for a cow to bow down and drink from it, because so then the halacha is a filer mikvanami ain't a mashlam. Says the Gemara, elamuti yafchushin adam. These are types of creatures, ants that were made out of water, and they could be used to make a mikvah, but they cannot be used to achieve a revius. Ask the Gemara, how could you say that pshat? Afilu b'inayu nami. Even if we just have a whole mikveh, ask the Gemara, of these types of yavchushin, it should be considered a kosher mikveh. D'atanya, the Braisa teaches us, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, kosher t'chilas b'riyosim v'ramayim, anything that was created from Mayim, anything that started off as water, Dalach is matbilim ba, can be used as a mikvah. So what? That can't be what he's speaking about. Amar Rami answers the Gemara. Amar the Amar Rav Yitzchak and continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Yitzchak by Rav matbilim be'enish dag. We could even use the eye of a fish, which is considered made from water. That if it melts. And it's like water. So if we see that we can make a mikveh from it, it can't be that it would not be kosher for a revius. And as the Mefarshim explained the Gemara, what Rav Shlokish was reflecting on was that something could only be mashlam a mikveh. There's certain things that could be mashlam a mikveh, and those things could be used by the kir, but they can't be used by the revius. But something that could be used actually to make a mikveh is good for both of them. So if that's the case, why is this not considered okay for Natilas Yudayim? So I saw that the Shita asks, if the problem is the kosher Tchilas Brios Menamayim kosher, so when we spoke about Sheleg and Borod, snow and hail, we said that they only can be used to be mashlam, but they can't be used for a mikveh, but aren't these things that are made from water? So the Shita, without explaining, says that they're not considered t'chilosoi b'rosoi min amayim. Says the Masham that there are some different types of snow, the Masham explains. Some snow is considered t'chilos b'rosoi min amayim, but then he says there's some snow, sometimes snow is not considered t'chilos b'riyosim in a mayim, and therefore it can't be used. So we're back to where we started. That's why it could only be mashlam. So back to where we started, what is good to be mashlam a mikvah, and it's good to make a kir, but mashlam a kir, but not good for the t'chilos yadayim. Amra papa lamute, what's come to teach us is another halacha. The Mishnah Masechta Mikos, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis, says that there are times that these liquids are mashlim, and sometimes there's some things that are not mashlim. Tinasun saw, there's certain types of liquids, if you put a saw of those liquids into the mikveh, a mikveh 40 saw, And so let's say you start off with a mikvah 40 saw, and now you put in a saw of this liquid. The example is fruit juice, venatal saw. And then you take out a saw of that mikvah, which now has 41 saw. This mikvah that we have now is 41 saw, 40 saw of kosher water, 1 saw of mei peris. The tanan, meshkvah sheyesh b'yamayim saw mechuvanus, the mikvah has exactly 40 saw, nosen saw. And you put a saw of these liquids, mei peris, into the mikvah. Venatal saw, and you take out a saw, hareza kosher. The mikvah is considered a kosher. Even though now you have only 40 saw, and the 40 saw that you have is not pure mikvah water. How long could you continue doing this? Al rubai. You could do it until you did it up to 19 times. But once you'll have 21 times, so most of this mikvah will be mei peris. And once the mikvah will be primarily by mei peris, the mikvah becomes pasul. So I saw that the Rishonim already asked a very fundamental question. What happened here was that you took the water that's not kosher for a mikvah, mei peris, and you kept on adding and taking out until you have a ratio of 21 saw of mei peris and 19 saw of kosher water. But let's understand the situation. As you were doing this, each saw became bottle, asked the Rishonim. So once there was bittel, so since each saw was bittel by its bottle by itself, the fact at the end I have now 21 versus 19, it shouldn't change the halacha that we could rely on bittel. And from here, say the Rishonim, a fundamental pshat in understanding the concept of bittel. Even though, of course, the halacha very much recognizes the concept of bittel, the halacha does not recognize it to the degree that it changes the reality. And therefore, since in the reality we have here the roiv of mei peris, the roiv of what we have here is water that cannot be used for mikvah, even though it became bottle one saw at a time, it doesn't change that we don't have a roiv of kosher mikvah water, and that's why the halacha is the way we just stated. So says Reish Lakish that Nosen Sov and Notel Sov is only applicable by a mikvah. But if we did this by a revius that we need for Natil Shadayim, there wouldn't be applicable. And the explanation, again, is the same explanation as we said earlier. Because we start with a revius, which is such a small amount. When you start with a revius with such a small amount, we can't say this halacha. Says the Gemara, Amra Papa, that even the Reish Lakish says that this process of Notel Sov and Nosen Sov Nosensov and Notelsov doesn't work by Natil Sidayim. Im Kodach, if you have a mikvah that has roiv kosher water and some mei peris, and Kodach ba, and you made a hole in revius that has a place of revius of water, and that was made from the mikvah, Matbil ba machtmet sinaris. So even though we just learned that when we speak about a revius, and this is the way to understand this halacha, that even though we just learned that when we speak about a revius, we don't say the halacha of nosen sov and notel sov, still, there's a halacha that sometimes a small area, just the size of revius, can be used as a mikvah. And that's when you have to toivel, when you have to immerse needles and pins. Again, in the world that they lived in, everything had to be tahar, even pins. And you could put them into revius. Says the Gemara, if you have a mikvah that was made in this fashion, and now you built off to the side of that mikvah a small area that holds a revius, hoil mechsher the mikvah asks you, since it's coming from the kosher mikvah, then the halacha is that it's okay. So there are a number of points that we're trying to make, The Chazanish and the Chazon Yecheskel, Yecheskel Abramsky, says that we're not speaking about a mikvah that was a mikvah of a revius that was created that way. A mikvah of a revius, we're learning now, is a kosher mikvah, but it can only be kosher this concept that this type of a mikvah of nasan saw and natal saw could be kosher by a revius, they suggest is only if it was made off a kosher mikvah, like we've just been learning a 40 saw mikvah. But if you have a mikvah that wasn't a 40 saw mikvah, to create a mikvah of a revius this way would not be acceptable. Moreover, says the Karen Ira, that even though, as we just finished explaining, the halacha is you could have a mikvah that's made this way, says the Karen Ira, that's midaraisa. However, the Rabbanan took away the ability to do any tefillah in a mikvah that's just revius. Even if we're just kovling, immersing pins and needles, the halacha is that halacha no longer applies. Of course, the Mefarshim ask if that's the halacha that Chazal said, and the fact the Rambam doesn't bring down this halacha. Why is it brought in this sugya? So I saw that the Panamir says a very nice pshat. He says, if we were learning Hilchas Mekvos, indeed would not make sense to bring down this halacha. Because, as we said, in Hilchas Mekvos, a mikvah, a revius, no longer is applicable. But we're learning now the halacha of Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. And Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim doesn't apply B'zman HaZeh either. So even though Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim doesn't apply B'zman HaZeh, it's still quoted in this Gemara. So when we're learning a Gemara that speaks about halachas that are not relevant B'zman HaZeh, it makes sense to also speak about halacha like toivling needles in a revius, even though it's not relevant B'zman HaZeh. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Amar Ish Lakish Mei Mekva, water that was connected, that's kosher for mikveh, rainwater, shenel mekir, can be used for the mekir. Says the Gemara, remember, does that mean the loy mayim chaim ninu, that the water used for kiddush yadayim, for the kir, doesn't have to come from a stream? Ask the Gemara, the Braisa says, the Pasuk says, v'ker v'krayim yirchatz v'mayim. The halacha is, when we bring a carbon oil, which we know that the entire animal is burnt on the Mizbeach, we first have to take the insides of the animal, which we're going to burn on the Mizbeach, but out of respect to the Mizbeach, they have to be washed first. And the Pasuk says, V'kerev karayim yichetz b'mayim. B'mayim, from this the Braisa says, V'lo b'yayim, you can't use wine. B'mayim v'lo b'mazik, you can't use diluted wine. B'mayim l'rabba shamayim, that even water, every water could be used for the mikveh. The kavachaymer, the meikir, that could be used for the meikir. Says the Gemara, my kavachaymer, meikir, what is the kavachaymer coming to teach us? The mayim chayim nenu, they have to be mayim chayim. So how can we say that if we're going to say that this could be used for kerev krayim, it could be used for the kir? So we see that just like there they used Mayim Chaim here too. Says the Gemara, Loi, the Kaddish, that the water of the Kir becomes Kaddish. But not that what we're trying to learn from here is that the water could only be used Mayim Chaim. It doesn't have to be Mayim Chaim. Ask the Gemara, Kedusha Mal Yosehu, is the fact that the water of the Mekim a Maila, Vatanab Rav Shmuel, didn't Rav Shmuel say in the Beis Medrash, Mayim, Shalem Shem Levayi, the Pasuk says Mayim, that means it's pure water. Yotze Mekir Sheshlem Shem Levayi, it's called Mekir. And they can't be used for anything where the Torah needs Mayim. And therefore we can't, for example, use the Mekir for the washing the animal. Alav, Ruin the Mekir. What is the Pasuk coming to say? That the same type of water that's used for washing the kerev krayim is the same type of water that's used for the kir. But alma mayim chayim nenu, so it's a raya that has to be mayim chayim. And how are you saying that any water could be used for the, as long as it's water, not wine? Says the Gemara, alma tanaihi. Says the Gemara, it's actually machlokes tanaim. Domar Rabbi Yochanan Mekir, Rabbi Shmuel Omer Mayim Hava. The only type of water you could use for Mekir is May Mayan, but Chamamim Shah May Masein. Any type of water could be used for the Kiyur. We learned further in the Mishnah that an oral, if somebody is an oral, the halacha is that he can't do the avoda. Amar Rav Chisda, Davaz Amitaris Moshe Rabbeinu Lo Imadnu. This halacha that an oral, the person that did not have a bris milah, you do the avoda, is not stated in the Chumash. B'divrei Yecheskel and Buzi Lamadnu, we learned it in Navi Yecheskel, because the pasuk says, "Kol ben necher or alev or albasar leyava and migdasheni lesher leyava migdasheni." That the pasuk or alev is somebody who's a mumer, or albasar is somebody who didn't have a bris milah. So we see that somebody who's a kohen oral is possible for the avoda. Ask the Gemara further, uminolon. The machli avoda. How do we know that such a kohen will disqualify the avoda? Says the Gemara. The ksiv, the pasuk says, "Biavi achem b'nei necha reil lelev reil baso lias b'mikdashi liyav b'mikdashi l'chalas basis." So the pasuk clearly indicates that the pasuk is teaching us that such an individual passes the avoda. Of course, the rishonim and achronim point out that we can't change the pasuk shot in the pasuk. And the pasuk is teaching us that the kai agoy, a nachri, cannot do the avoda. To which I saw that the Tashita asks, of course, if a czar can't do the avoda, so how isn't it obviously that a nachri can't do the avoda? And the Tashita answers, there may be different halachas by Jews and by nachrim. And even though there are limitations of which Jew could do the avoda, that doesn't affect which nachri could do the avoda. Furthermore, as we've quoted earlier, there's a very big machloikus Rashi in the Rambam when we speak about an oral. Who is considered an oral? Rashi says an individual who's meso echov machmas milah. You have an individual whose brothers die during the bris milah, and therefore this brother doesn't have a bris. The halacha is that even though he not only doesn't have a bris, he ought not to have a bris, but he is disqualified from doing the avoda. Tosfos disagrees, because Tosfos says such an individual, unfortunately, is an oinus, and there's no reason why he should be disqualified from the avoda. And because of that question, Tosfos says, we're not speaking obviously about a person who deliberately does not want to have a bris milah. A person who deliberately does not want to have a bris milah is certainly in the category of a mumer. We're speaking about a person who is scared to have a bris milah. An individual who's scared to have a bris milah, so even though he's not a mumer, but the pasuk is teaching us that such an individual may not do the avoda. Tana Rabbanan, ben Necher, the pasuk says ben Necher, says the Mar Yochel ben Necher mamish, I would think it's a nochri, tamaloyma relev. We're speaking about a kohen mumer who is distant from a kodesh baruch hu. So now we have two psukim. One pasuk is for somebody who did not have a bris milah, and one pasuk is for somebody who is a mumer. If the Torah only had a pasuk for somebody who did not have a bris milah, I could understand why he's disqualified to do the avoda. Mishum de mos, aval arei leiv de loy mos emaloy. Maybe he's not disqualified. Viashmi, because he's still a full fledged Jew. Veshmina arei leiv mishum dein libel l'shmaim. He doesn't believe in Hashem. He's a mumer. Aval arei baser, but somebody who's an arei baser de libel l'shmaim. As far as a Munah and a Kodesh Baruch Hu, he has a Munah and a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Emelai maybe shouldn't become Pasol. That's why Tzrichi, we had to have two Psukim to teach us that both of these individuals are Pasol from doing the Avoida. The Pasuk says, by the coming Pesach, Zoyz Chukas a Pesach, Kol ben Necha lo Yoichel boy, v'kol Eved Ish oz Yoichel. And Rashi says, ben Necher, over there Rashi explains, like here, Mishnah Sark Masav Ovish Shemayim. And the question is very similar to what we've learned till now. The halach is that somebody has an Eved Kenani is allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach, even though he may not be very observant. Yet here, we have somebody who's a full-fledged Jew, and yet he can't eat from the Korban Pesach in the Nesach Masal of Shabbashamayim. Says the Sefer Migdalos Merchalkim, as we said a few moments ago, there's different expectations. The expectation of a Jew is that he should be Libra L'Shamayim. And if he's not Libra L'Shamayim, he becomes disqualified from doing the Avodah. There is no such expectation from a Nochri, from Ever Kanani. And therefore, since there's no such expectation, he doesn't become possible to Avodah. The Sefer Divrei Yisrael explains this statement of Ben Nechash Nesakra Mas of Lovish B'Shemayim. We human beings have to do all sorts of physical activities. We have to eat, then we have to sleep, etc. Why do we have? Because otherwise, we cannot survive. So if when we eat and sleep and we do all our physical activities, we do them with the intention for Avodas Hashem, so then everything we do becomes a part of Avodas Hashem. But if what we do when we do our physical activities is purely for physical reasons, then they're not L'Shem Shemayim. That's what the Pasuk says, Ben Necher. Who is considered a Ben Necher? Shnesnakru Masav Avashem Shemayim. Then instead of taking what he does, all of his physical activities, and using them L'Shem Shemayim, instead, Nesnakru Masav Love of Hashemayim. He doesn't use those activities, love of Hashemayim, and that is the definition of Ben Necher. And that explains, I saw the Rabbi Meir Shapiro in his Sefer, Or Meir, says that before Klai Yisrael brought the Korban Pesach, which represents our special connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what they did was they had to prepare themselves physically and mentally to be ready to bring a Korban Pesach. How was that done? So he explains they all had, as we know, in Mitzrayim, they all had a bris milah. And they also prepared themselves that they tied the animal who was the avodah zarah of the Mitzrayim to the bed. And they were declaring that we are not mumrim, that we are not separated from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then they were able to bring a Korban Pesach. There's an interesting question. We learned here that an oral certainly cannot do the avodah. The question is, if there's a kohen rachman tzlan that is an oral, can we let him do nesias kapayim? The Bach says that since Birkas Kahanim is considered an avodah, it's considered that he can't do the avodah. Just like an oral can't do nesias kapayim, he can't do the avodah either. However, the Bir Halacha says there's a difference. He says there's a difference between an oral ba'oinus and an oral b'mezit. An oral, even according to Rashi, even an oral that did not have a bris milah machmas oinus, the example that we gave earlier of meis achmas meis milah, him we could allow to do the nesias kapayim and follow the opinions that nesias kapayim is not considered a full-fledged an avodah. But says the Mishnah Berurah, an oral who deliberately did not do a bris milah, says the Mishnah Berurah, the opinion of the Bach and the Pri Chodesh, is that an oral should not do nesias kapayim, and certainly an oral who did not have a bris b'mezit should not be allowed to do nesias kapayim. We learned further in the Mishnah, tamei, somebody who's tamei is pasul avodah. When we speak about Hilchos Tumah, there are many types of Tumah and have very serious ramifications for the sugya that we're about to learn, the sugya of the Ziknei Dorim. One is Tumah Sheretz, somebody who comes in contact with a Sheretz. The loch is, he goes to the mikvah, and after Erev Shemesh, he's considered completely Tahar. The Torah says by the Korban Pesach that we're not allowed to bring the Korban Pesach with Tamei Meis because he's an individual that can't eat the Korban Pesach at night. What about somebody who's a Tamei Sheretz? So the Gemara Masechet Pesachim, that Tzadik has a machloikus about such a person. Because the person who is a Tamei Sheretz, as the Korban Pesach is being brought now, Erev Pesach, he went to the mikvah, but he can't eat from it. But tonight, after Erev Shabbos, after Erev Shemesh, he will be able to eat the Korban Pesach. And that's the machloikus in Masechta Pesachim, if we could bring a Korban Pesach, such a individual. A Tamei Mace, who can't eat the Korban Pesach tonight, he hasn't completed his Tahara of being a Tamei Mace. The Tahara of a Tamei Mace requires Hazah of the Meichatis of the Paraduma mixture on the third and the seventh day during his Tahara process. If he is Tamei Mace, we can't bring the Korban Pesach on his behalf. But, and such an individual, as the Torah says, and we're going to be learning, the halacha is that such an individual will be able to will bring Pesach Sheni. There's a new halacha, however, of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur is a person that if most of the Tzibur are Tamei, even though we just said we don't bring a Korban Pesach for somebody who's Tamei, and most of the people are Tamei, Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, and we can bring a Pesach Rishon. One more concept, and that's the concept of Tzitz Meratza. The concept of Tzitz Meratza means that if somebody brought a carbon when he's Tamei, or the carbon is Tamei, unaware of that Tumah, the halacha is that the Tzitz that the Kohen Gadol wore is Mechapa for that. Says the Gemara, Amar Zekredar, Loi Shanu, the Mishnah said that the Kohen who's Tamei disqualifies the Avoida, Ela Tamei Sheretz. There's a Kohen that's Tamei Sheretz. But, says the Ziknei Dorim, Ava Tamei Meis, if the Kohen who did the Avoida is Tamei Meis, Mitoich Shemeratze B'Tzibur, as we just learned, that there's a halacha of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur by the Korban Pesach, and really it's not just by the Korban Pesach, it's by every Korban Tzibur, and most of the people of Kohanim are Tamei, they can bring the Korban when they're Tamei. Meratze Nami B'Yochid, the halacha is that the Tzitz will work for this person, and the Tamei Meis that brought a carbon, the Avoida will be kosher. Ask the Gemara, if that's the way you're understanding, that this is halacha by the Tamei Meis, so ask the Gemara, Tamei Sheretz Nami, the same halacha ought to apply by Torah Shemitz, Tamei Sheretz Laisi, because we should be allowed to bring the carbon when for him, a carbon that's brought by Tamei Sheretz should be acceptable, because we should make the following Kavachaymer with Tamei Meis. Ma Tamei Meis, Shetan Azor Shlish Vishvi, as we explained, the Tamei Meis has to go through a very significant procedure to become Tahor. Daloch is Meratza, Daloch is by Carbon Tzibur, Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur by Tamei Meis, Tamei Sheretz, which we just explained. She'en Eton Azor Shlish Vishvi, he doesn't have to go through that process. He just has to go to the mikvah and have hair of shemesh. Ain't a din shemaratza, that the halach it should be that it's acceptable, says the Gemara. So how do we understand the opinion of the Ziknei Dorim? Explains the Gemara. Ksav Ziknei Dorim. The Ziknei Dorim's opinion is, b'chaprim k'miskaprim. The people, the kohanim who affect the kapara, they're the ones that make the kapara, have the same din like the miskaprim, like the people who are going to get the kapara. Mamiskaprim, when we speak about the halacha of Tumah B'Hutra B'Tzibur, it was said by Tamei Meis in Tamei Sheretz Loi. It was only said for Tamei Meis, not for Tamei Sheretz. Afa Mechaprim, when we speak about the Kahanim, it was said for the Tamei Meis in and Tamei Sheretz Loi. Says the Gemara, so we see from here that if most of the people in Klal Yisrael are Tamei Sheretz, they can't bring the Korban Pesach. But if most of them are Tamei Meis, that they can bring the Korban Pesach. Ask the Gemara, my Kesavri. So we went back to something we mentioned a few moments ago, that the Gemara Masechta Pesachim discusses if you could bring a Korban Pesach for somebody who's on Erev Pesach Tamei Sheretz. Ik Savri ain't Shochtim Zokrim al Tamei Sheretz. If we're saying that somebody's a Tamei Sheretz, a Yochid, we can't bring a Korban Pesach for him when he's a Tamei Sheretz Erev Pesach. So then the question is, Amai Loi Avdi Tzibur B'Tumah? Why, if most of the Tzibur has a Tamei Sheretz, can we not bring the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach? Don't we have a rule? The Kol Shebi Yochid Nitcha, whenever that walk is, that the individual is pushed to Pesach Sheni, Tzibur Avdi B'Tumah. And most of the Tzibur has that Tumah, they can do it on Pesach Rishon. El Kasavri, there must be that the opinion of the Ziknei Dorim is that Shochtim Zokrim Tamei Sheretz. There are somebody's a Tamei Sheretz on Erev Pesach, even if he hasn't yet gone to the mikveh. Since at night, if he'll go to the mikveh during the balance of today, and then he'll have Erev Shemesh, we can bring the Karban Pesach on his behalf. So therefore, there's no halacha by Tamei Sheretz that should be learned from the Tamei Meis. Because by the Tamei Meis, if not for the special halacha of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, there's no way we could bring this Karban Pesach today for him tonight. But by Torah Sheretz, we don't have to come on to any special rules. Because always the halacha is Shaykh the Vizark Matamei Sheretz. And therefore, there was no special need to say Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur for a Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur for Tumah Sheretz. Because even without the Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, we could bring the carbon for the Tumah Sheretz on Erev Pesach, and then I'll have mikveh and Erev Shemesh and have no problem eating it tonight.